Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey, recording this the morning of June 24th. I hope you're doing good. Well, listen, I wanted to talk about something that I heard this morning. So every Wednesday, I get up early, in which I'm early up early every day, mainly because I have a lot of kids that wake me up. But on Wednesday morning specifically, I'm up and for a 6 o'clock call, and the call is really nothing more than just to learn other perspectives and learn other things. And this morning, we had a speaker, and he talked about this quote that I don't think I've ever heard it quite like this, but it, I looked it up on the internet, and in fact is a good quote. But it says, you know, where you stand depends on where you sit. Where you stand depends on where you sit. And really the idea there is that we see things from our own perspective, where we grew up, where we're from, our backgrounds, education, family, all kinds of things. And, you know, and it is an extension from last week where I talked about my boys growing up in Haiti for the first 2 years of life and how, you know, their start to life was a little rocky. You know, there's perspective there, though. They encountered something that I haven't. And so sometimes when you're standing, you have to get out of where you are standing and go stand where somebody else sits in order to have a proper perspective of where they're coming from. That, to me, was very powerful when I heard it this morning. And so, really, today's message is very simple. You know, where you stand depends on where you sit. And your perspective is formed by your past and other things that you've encountered in life. And that in order to learn other perspectives and hear what other people have to say or think, sometimes you have to get out of where you're standing and go stand where somebody else sits. I would also encourage you to think about ways that you can do that. Like, how can you get out of where you're standing and go stand somewhere where somebody else sits? Well, one way to do that is, like me, waking up at 5:45 or 5:30 in the morning so that you can attend a 6 o'clock call so that you can learn somebody else's perspective. It opens up your mind, it opens up your thinking, helps you understand maybe where other people come from. Well, I hope this is a blessing today, guys. Have a really wonderful day. I'm encouraged. This morning, I looked at the volume reports, and yesterday was the first day that we completed over 800 MRIs company-wide since pre-COVID. So congratulations to all of you. You worked so hard to get that done. Proud of you. Live a life of love, guys. We'll talk to you a little later.